Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The trial of Alec Baldwin from the set of the movie Rust is underway right now. Alec faces up to 18 months in a prison if found guilty. It's a very interesting case where many people have already been convicted on this set of involuntary manslaughter. Alec facing the exact same charge, but a different reason, a different way of which the shooting took place. He had the gun in his hand. He allegedly pulled the trigger, but was it his fault that what happened happened? Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Unit. Trial's just starting. Let's just kind of start in that area. What's been your thoughts as the opening arguments have begun?
Oh, I have so many on this case, believe it or not. You wouldn't think I would, but there's a few things that I kind of think of and highlight with this case right up front. First of all, we have a very, very public figure. And part of the challenge when you deal with a public figure is you're going to have to overcome a tremendous amount of confirmation bias. Mm-hmm. So you have the Alec Baldwin as the actor. And so if you've liked one of his characters he's portrayed, you're going to have a positive confirmation bias about him, which has nothing to do with him as a person.
Sure.
If you disliked one of the characters he's played or multiples, you will have a negative confirmation bias and have a hard time overcoming that. Politically, he's very outspoken. If you happen to like his politics, so same thing. We have a lot of confirmation biases to overcome. But now let's look at the facts and remove ourselves from this. He's done a few things. Now, granted, I'm always just speaking from my point of view, my context, mm-hmm. and I speak behavior. I admittedly have a pet peeve. Mm-hmm. My pet peeve on human behavior is when someone doesn't own their behavior. Mm-hmm. And you start rationalizing, making excuses, because when we start rationalizing the obvious that is obvious to others, it really undermines our credibility. It undermines people's trust in the things we're saying. And so with all these caveats, here's my hard time with this one is. I spent my entire life from the age of 18 in military and then in law enforcement. One of my adjunct jobs in the FBI was I was a firearms instructor. Mm-hmm. In me as an individual fired 10,000 rounds myself at Quantico going through new agent training times 30 people in my class times all the other classes going through. That's a lot of rounds. As a firearms instructor in the Marine Corps, never once were we ever briefed on safety with, you got to be careful, this gun's going to go off without it pulling the trigger. So with all the data out there, guns do not fire unless someone pulls a trigger. Mm-hmm. He's claiming he didn't pull the trigger. It's completely incongruent with data. So now, if you are unaware of what might have caused the gun to go off because you honestly don't have recollection, then those are the things you say. You need to validate the data of what is mm-hmm. and say, listen, here's this highly unlikely, highly improbable. I've never heard of a case this before, but I honestly don't recall pulling this trigger. I don't know what could have caused it. That's another way to kind of frame it. But he didn't do that. He said he didn't do it. The other thing that I have a massive problem with on the data point, so I went to his Wikipedia page. I was very curious. He's been an actor a very long time. Mm-hmm. As an actor, whether you're into guns or not, he has been around firearms on sets a very long time. In 1990, I'm guessing because there might have been other ones in here. In 1990, he was Jack Ryan in The Hunt for Red October. There was mm-hmm. firearms on that set.
Yep.
So from 1990, he's been in that. He has been in probably other ones too, but Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. He was in, probably not Beetlejuice, Royal Tenenbaums, Mission Impossible, Jack Dunn. Yeah.
I think when you add it up, he's been in more than 100 roles or at least 100 times where he's handled yeah. a firearm on a set.
That's my issue is like, if you have over 34 years at least of dealing with firearms on a set and you have all these data points of guns don't go off unless triggers are pulled, I have a really hard time with that.
The thing with that, because he's claiming obviously he didn't pull the trigger. They're saying you did. They took the weapon in for testing to take a look, you know, could there have been mm-hmm. something wrong with this? And they did it before yep. the trial. They did their mm-hmm. testing on it. They said, yeah, we think you had to have. And then they destroyed the weapon. The FBI literally destroyed the weapon. They took a hammer to it, hit it to see if something would have happened with it, which didn't make any sense at all because the gun wasn't dropped. It wasn't like tossed somewhere. The test didn't even make sense for the
right.
The context to which it was being tested. So you don't have the weapon to even look at anymore or have anyone else even or have his defense look at it, have their experts look at it because it's yeah. gone. That to me seems like a fatal mistake on the part of the prosecution and the FBI when looking at this weapon to destroy the piece of key evidence in this whole case.
Totally with you. What a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
Because it didn't really serve the purpose because you have so many data points of those things just not happening.
Yeah.
That I don't think you needed to put it through that kind of extreme circumstances mm-hmm. to prove the point.
Yeah.
By destroying the weapon.
It's like, well, melt it down. Why not?
It was a dumb move. It was just dumb. I think luckily though, for serving of justice on this one, because there's such a track record of really well documented, this doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I think the really bad actions of the FBI's folks in destroying the weapon hopefully won't have an impact on justice in the case.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it. That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NoCD comes in. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NoCD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.